I emerge from the enchanted forest after an endless slog. I'm tired and downtrodden. I am hungry, but have no food to eat and no coin to buy more. My noble steed is missing as well. So is my armor, torn from my virile body in the forest's treacherous quicksand swamps. My sword was irreparably damaged in the battle with a three-headed fire-breathing dragon. Though I ultimately prevailed, it was hard won and cost me dear. I have nothing but the clothes on my back. This hideous burlap shirt, which hardly flatters even my impressive physique. These threadbare trousers. These boots rubbing blisters into my feet through their paper-thin soles. I've endured trying times before, but the spirits have always guided me to greener pastures, so I do not worry, for my luck always changes. What's this, then? A proclamation, nailed to a tree. My luck has indeed changed. A nearby village is hosting a joust. The prize is more than sufficient to replace what was lost, so I immediately make my way to the town. The joust commences in but 3 days, so preparations must be made in haste. With nothing but my charisma and rugged good looks, I am able to acquire the necessary supplies. After all, men are greedy, and the promise of my massive sack of gold that I shall claim in the tourney excites the smith and the livery owner. I am unable to procure equipment of the caliber to which I am accustomed. This pitiful horse is mangy and bow-legged, and the suit of armor is badly rusted, but they will qualify me for entry, and I have no doubt that my skills shall more than make up for these paltry hindrances, just so long as they can stay together for the duration of the contest. Though I lack a squire to introduce me, the town drunk agrees to lend his voice in exchange for some ale after the tourney ends, if he is sober enough to even recall that he is owed. Thus, having completed my preparations, I make my way to the ring. I have nothing to prove my knighthood, except an oral recitation of my lineage. But I have always excelled in the oral arena, in a matter commensurate with my physical prowess. I dismount and sit in the stands to scout out my competition, when I spot a familiar figure. Zounds, can it truly be him? Mounted on a massive black steed, as if he is compensating for something? It is Sir Gethnad. He is famous, of course, you will have heard of him, the world's greatest warrior, according to many of the tales, but they are wrong. When we were boys, I bested him many, many times, and though he has since claimed many victories on the battlefield, so have I. Now it seems the fates have decreed that we must meet again to cross our swords as men this time. It's been years. He will likely laugh at my pitiful horse and garb. But I am the more skilled rider, and besting him to win the purse will ensure that mine is the last laugh. A strategy is already forming. I will best him with my lance. But it will be days before I am to face Gethnad, and this town does seem to boast a preponderance of especially tempting maidens. Now, who is this one looking my way? Ah, with her pouty lips and twinkling eyes. Her skin looks so soft. Her hair is perfectly styled. I would wager half my winnings that she has bathed within the last fortnight. What an exotic flower. And I haven't known the scent of a flower in many, many moons. She is radiant. She is beautiful. Her body would most certainly be pleasing to touch, and I haven't touched a body in so long. I do still have strategy to consider, but perhaps I would do well to take a few practice bouts to ensure I keep up my stamina and hone the accuracy of my thrusts. A lady of quality such as this one must surely be familiar with the ins and outs of a knight's tourney. She may well be able to offer recommendations if given the opportunity to closely observe my techniques. Surely, when I take the field a few days hence, I shall perform all the better with a maiden's token of favor concealed within my breeches. This journey has been hard, after all, and perhaps a few days spent in comfort with a beautiful woman will do all the more to ensure my victory. Verily, I must confess that for the moment the joust seems far less important, but not the lance. Indeed, the lance is very much on my mind.